Hi, welcome to Everyday Living, Life 101, brought to you by Seek and Save Ministries. I want to remind us what the scripture says. In the season in which we live in, there are many stressors and anxiety that's taking place because of the world in which we live in. I want to encourage you as well as to remind you to cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he does careth for you. And the scripture I want to read to you today is from Philippians chapter 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." He says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." I encourage you to relax. I encourage you to meditate on the word day and night. According to Joshua, when we would meditate on God's word, it would cause us to have prosperity and success. And prosperity is not defined in the things that we possess. Prosperity is found in being whole in Christ Jesus. So, I'm reminded to tell you again, be careful for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you that this shall be our pledge and our prayer, as we seek to be in the peace of God, seek to dwell there, seek to abide, seek to cover ourselves in this peace that you have provided. And Father, for those that experience anxiety about life's issues, I pray that each person that will listen to this podcast and this audio cast will just find themselves in prayer and in thanksgiving and making that request known, and your peace shall keep them and sustain them. In Jesus' name, amen.